Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, morning, this is the Hawk and Tom Show. It's 8:01. I'm right in the middle of my makeover for Torture Tuesday. You can check it out on the Hawk and Tom Facebook fan page. And we just did the big reveal with Cato for this Torture Tuesday. We know how uncomfortable it is for you girls to go and get makeup on. You got all your undergarments. You got your high heels. But I never knew how it's almost like torture, especially when you put that black stuff underneath your eyes.
Yeah, you're looking goth right now.
I will say this, like, but that was the most uncomfortable thing so far is when you put that little black, whatever it was, uh-huh. like that Sharpie. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was underneath
the
my
Sharpie. Eye. Yes. Yeah.
That got me.
I didn't like that.
Not a fan.
Now, we decided that Cato looks like a realtor. Like one of those you see on the billboard, and they're yeah. like, you know, I'm the number one realtor for the last 10 years. Come use me. And he's got a nice little look going on.
What I realized in the video I watched that you just posted, and I just posted it on the Hawk, the B page, but the yellow light was facing me, and I kind of looked yellow.
Yeah, you look a little bit like a corpse.
Yeah, so I moved the light off of me.
Now, and honestly, we're rushing Megan through this, so this is not like a typical makeover that she would normally do.
No. It's a lot longer on your five head, too.
Well, you know why? She ran out of foundation on my five head, and my nose is so big, it's like she had to go get the second bottle.
You need some bangs.
I'll put my bangs down.
No, I don't think you have bangs, bro.
Yeah. Good.
Leave the bank.
Okay.
I can't work under these conditions. Yeah. Okay? It's too hard.
I know. Well, you know what? We're putting a lot of pressure on you because it is time sensitive.
All right. Yeah. So, and the point here, I guess if there is a point, is one, for us to understand what you ladies go through.
Right. And it's horrible.
And number two, to have a beauty contest and see which one of us looks the prettiest. Right now, I know Hawk's not done, but Cato is looking like my favorite so far.
That's like the first singer on American Idol. The first one's always the best, till the second one steps up. You never know.
Well, yeah. Right. You have a point there, but I just can picture you on a billboard so well.
All right. Hey, we're about to make the big transition with my eyelashes here.
Listen.
Okay. We're doing the stick-on eyelashes, and she's really good at that, man, because that seems like something that would normally be time-consuming and difficult to do, and she just one-shots those suckers.
I kind of have to.
Okay.
Y'all aren't being very forgiving for me.
All right, I'll say this. My kids are going to be so embarrassed when I pick them up in car line today. So I'm just going to roll the window down and say, hey, y'all, get in the car.
All right. Hawk has one eyelash right now.
Yeah.
Be like, man, your mom is ugly.
Yeah, I know.
That's a best case scenario. Either that or your dad is really weird.
Yeah.
I know. Now, Megan, you just had a makeup class that you did with Greenville Fashion Week.
I did.
How did that go?
It was so good. It was so fun. You know, because makeup is not serious. You can wipe it off.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. You can, if you mess it up, I mean, but it is kind of serious that these pictures will last forever.
Look at that lash.
Well, it's coming around.
My lash got all cockeyed there.
We look like like a girl leaving the club right now.
Oh, my.
I don't know. What does that even mean?
That's after a whole night of dancing and you sweating the stuff off.
Yeah. This is tough stuff.
I'm surprised I haven't knocked you over with my coffee breath.
I'm not going to lie. I did think that a dog had pooped in here, but
my goodness. Wow. See, I thought he was going to say something nice like, well, I got a hit of caffeine, but no. It's like
a dog pooped in here.
Yes. Well,
I mean, that's being polite.
All right.
Listen.
Okay.
All right.
So what we'll do is you can check us out on Hawk and Tom Facebook fan page.
Yeah, we are live right now. Now, are you going to give him, does he need rouge on his cheeks?
For sure.
Yeah, okay. We're going to get rouge, and then she's going to put lipstick on. We'll do the big reveal coming up in just a second.
Yeah, you know, it is looking like we may not have time for me to do this.
Oh, no.
We can run late today.
Yes, we can.
We've got a lot of stuff to get in on the show today.
Don't you have something to do later on today, too, Tom? Because Cato has lunch with his friends. I have to pick up my kids in car line.
No, I was supposed to have an MRI, but it's tomorrow, so I'm free today. I'm going to go home and take a nap.
He rescheduled it yesterday.
Actually, I didn't have a choice on that.
Listen, I can't even get over. I keep looking over at you, and your lips look luscious, Cato.
I know, Cato's lips are. I think they actually got better after they sat for a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me get that zoomed in here.
My nerves.
Okay.
The lighting is terrible in here. Folks.
Well, it's all right.
Yes, it is.
Like I do want to say, once again, this don't represent what Megan can do, like in real life, because she's hired by, like I said, celebrities, people that are very influential. And she does a fantastic job.
And now Hawk and Tom.
Yes, and Cato. All right, so you want to take a quick break, and then we'll do a reveal in a second?
Okay, we'll
do close?
That. We'll go ahead.
We're close.
Okay.
We still got to do rouge, though, right?
I still have to do rouge, but look all the way up.
Okay.
It's hard to get you to
do it. I don't like that part.
Oh, my God.
I don't
poor
see.
Poor thing.
But honestly, you wait, Tom, because girls, they do this every day, and then they keep the foundation on. It feels like you got grease on you. Like, it's almost like you rub bacon grease all over your face.
There you go.
I hate that.
All right, we're going to have to do the reveal in a second. She's still got some blending to do on that foundation.
All right, we'll do it in a second. I've not seen it yet. I cannot wait to see it, though. All right,
can.
That's it. Torture Tuesday.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, smack dab in the middle of a Torture Tuesday. Megan Eby is a professional makeup artist.
You can't tell it this morning.
Okay.
She's working with rough subjects.
All right, we're going to go back on Facebook Live. We're going to do the big reveal. Let's do the big reveal and let's see. I've not seen what I look like. I will say this. The big eyelashes feels like there's spiders just resting on the top of your eyelids. I don't like that feeling. I don't like the caked up happy birthday face feeling. Kato's not seen either. Okay, big reveal. I got it. Here we go. All right, hold on. 3, 2, 1.
He looks like his mom.
Wow.
I cannot. Hold on. I gotta get
better lighting.
Yeah.
Oh my. I need a wig though, I will say.
Like, I mean, what do you feel like?
Kissy lips.
Man, he feels like a woman.
Yeah, I'm sure I have some pretty lips.
Dang. That's actually good. And what we're saying, so Megan did this like in 6 or 7 minutes here.
Yeah.
And she is amazing to even go make me look that good.
Yeah, it's on Facebook Live. This is your chance to see Hawk's finale here.
Well, we're going to have a beauty contest to see what...
Don't touch your face, my guy.
I'm sorry.
Nobody touch your face. Listen, I can't work under these conditions. I'm over here sweating.
All right.
These divas.
Listen, it's going to take you longer on Tom. So we're going to go to move on to Tom and do his little makeup
work here.
You can check it out on our Hawk and Tom Facebook fan page as we play a couple songs. Hey, this ties in ordinary. We don't look ordinary this morning. Here's Alex Warren at B93.7.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So we're on Facebook, our Hawk and Tom Facebook fan page. You can see what's going on this morning for Torture Tuesday showers. And looks like possible thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 84. We wanted to see what you girls go through every day. And I think we've wore high heels before for a whole day. And thongs. We did that for a weekend, which is painful. I don't know which is more painful, the makeup or the thongs, but I got used to the thongs by, the end of the weekend when we did that. So what we're doing, we're going to have a little beauty contest here in a second. We have Cato. He went first with his makeup.
I'm eating breakfast, and I said I may have to have a touch-up on my lips, too, because I'm eating. Yeah.
And it feels like you're looking out from under sun visors yes. on your face, because it's like the eyelashes are so big, they literally darken part of your vision yeah, up top.
I almost fainted, too. It almost smelled like nail polish. Some of the makeup has a scent to it.
You almost fainted?
Yeah, because it just knocked me out. It has some kind of scent to
He's
it.
He's a drama queen,
yeah.
all right?
Yeah, y'all are just dramatic. That's what I have learned. Y'all are more dramatic than the lady.
I have been a model... Page or whatever I am.
Tom has been really, really good, I will say.
I'm just sitting here to enjoy my pampering.
Well, you know what? You're going to get a pedicure, manicure after this, too.
All right. Bringing those in next week.
So, and we figured out Cato's got lunch today. I got to pick my kids up in Carline today. So I'm going to roll that window down and embarrass them. Tom has nothing to do, but he is shaping up. And we do want to go on and say, like, Megan, if they do want to follow you and some of your makeup tips, like, where do they go online again? Can you go ahead and
yeah. say? Okay. So I'm on TikTok and Instagram. Yeah. It's Megan.eb. MEAGAN.EBY.
So you have gone to, like we said, overseas several times in California. You got a bunch of clients out there, and mm-hmm. you're flying all over the place putting makeup on. What do you feel like is the hardest makeup thing to do, like on like someone that's not you?
Today. Well, I would say today is the hardest job I've done.
Well, I know, but well, here's the thing, too. We're rushing you through, like, you know, we're having you put it on in less than 10 minutes. So this doesn't represent her art at all.
Please, no. But I will tell you guys, y'all yeah. look real good.
But honestly, what is the hardest thing for girls to, like, to match on girls, like, with makeup? Or?
I would say probably the hardest thing is, like, the time crunch during weddings and okay. stuff. That's really hard.
Yeah.
And then also, if somebody is very opinionated, they're like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And you give it to them, and then they're like, wait, this is not what I wanted.
Okay, but how about just, like putting on makeup, hardest thing for like the obstacle for girls, like to match some certain thing or?
I would say putting on your own fake lashes. That is the hardest thing ever.
Really?
It's
yeah.
so hard to teach and it's so hard to do on yourself.
Yeah.
So easy to do it on somebody else, but I would say that's the hardest because you get sweaty, you get hot,
yeah.
and it's moving everywhere. And then you're just like, you know what? I'm not even going out anymore.
That's the part that I don't really like about the makeup this morning with these fake eyelashes, because it feels like there's spiders resting on top of your eyes, and it just... To go through the whole day with something tickling the top of your eyes?
Oh, yeah. This is... And mine got stuck earlier. I don't know. It feels like it's stuck now, does it?
You got yeah. hair on it. You got a big lash of hair stuck to
yeah.
it.
Okay, we're about to do the big reveal for Tom as well. And you're shaping up there, dear.
I don't have lipstick
dear?
Yet. I'm waiting for my lipstick.
You know, you need actual color. You don't have a lot of color in your skin.
Well, he never goes outside.
Yeah, so this is looking good.
Yeah, it's almost like you have touched grass this week, Tom. Like you've been outside.
Bless it. Listen, y'all just don't know how to be baddies. Like, there's nothing better when you get home after a long day okay. than taking off your lashes.
I understand. Real quick, if there is one thing, let's say a girl's running behind, and she's one thing that she needs to do, like, to look good, what's the one thing you'd do, or two things?
Okay, I'm not trying to be all like women empowerment, but just be confident, because just leave the house without makeup. If you're confident about it, you're good to go.
Okay.
But if you really just want to snazz a Rooney up, just get a skin tint.
A what, really?
Yeah, just a little skin tint. Put it on, head up.
Okay, I was thinking, so you're like the part you rub on your face to look orange?
Well, not orange.
Okay.
You get it to match your skin tone, but that way it just evens everything out, and it's simple.
How about you wouldn't do lipstick? So I would think lipstick or like eyeshadow would be the one thing if I had to go quick.
But then sometimes if you do one without the other, then it just looks unfinished.
Oh, okay.
You know?
It's like we painted half the car, or we washed half of the car this morning.
Exactly.
All right, Tom. Tom, you're looking good, man. We're about 2 minutes away from the big reveal with Tom putting on makeup this morning. What do you feel like the most uncomfortable thing for you, Tom, with this?
I guess with the eyeliner was uncomfortable just because it gets yeah. so close to your eyeball, and
yeah.
then something fell in my eyeball. It was like a little piece of crispy crust.
Braiding high heels, thongs, or makeup, which do you think is worse?
High heels.
I would agree.
Is this my lipstick?
I would agree.
Okay.
I could do the makeup, but the high heels, they
red.
Get hurt by the time
yeah.
that we took those off.
Well, and the thong also hurt by the end of the day.
And also, I forgot the bra. We did the bra that time, too.
Oh, I'm good with the bra. I had somewhere to keep my cash.
Amen, brothers.
All right. We'll do the big reveal with Tom seeing his makeup for the first time coming up here in just 1 second.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So this is my reveal.
This is a big reveal. Tom's not seen himself yet. 3, 2, 1.
Oh wow, I'm hot.
Look how sassy. He's proud of himself. Look at that.
It looks good.
Oh, it does. You are actually happy.
I think you outdid yourself on this one.
Were you like licking your lipstick off your teeth?
Not off my teeth. I was licking my lips.
Oh,
look
okay.
at those luscious
he
lips.
He cannot keep his eyes off of the mirror. Look at that.
That looks good, baby.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
He's hitting on himself.
I won this thing already, baby. I will say Cato's pretty hot, though, so it's going to be tough.
Well, and I applaud you girls and what you do and go through to look so good with the heels, the bras, the whatever, the makeup.
I was asking Megan, I said, why are my lips tingling? And she says, that's lip plumping.
Yeah, it was a lip plumper, and I didn't even realize that I did it. But I'm going to tell y'all, I had to draw up y'all's faces to get these luscious lips for y'all.
Okay.
So y'all are just.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So my lips are tingling too. So that's supposed to make like a breakout or something?
No,
like
it makes your lips plump up.
It's pouty. Like, ooh.
Okay, but
mine
like.
Aren't.
Okay.
It's just like hot sauce or something.
Okay.
Because you hot saucy.
There you go. Get the chips out, y'all.
Put the camera back on me.
Okay. All right. You can go vote a little bit later on. We'll have this up and you can do a little part of the, you can be the judges. There you go. Megan, thanks for helping us out with Torture Tuesday. It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We're going to switch gears here and talk about an interesting idea that some people in prison came up with.
Oh, this.
And you think about it, in prison, you've lost your freedom.
Yeah.
But there's certain things you'd still like to be able to do. Obviously, they still get to eat. Now, I don't know if prison food's any good or not. I wouldn't expect it to be great.
Plus, they have their own recipes they can make in their cell using, like, chips and water and...
Really?
Yeah, I want to say... I was told pizza.
You've been watching too much TikTok.
No, I have friends.
He has friends in jail.
Oh, my.
Not now, not currently. they made parole.
Don't they make, like, prison wine, like, with, like, fermented fruit or whatever?
I am not really? The pro on this. I don't have that many friends in jail, and I haven't been watching the right TikTok reels. The
only friends I have in jail is when we play Monopoly, so.
There you go. There you go.
Well, one of the things a lot of people are in jail for is drugs, and they would like to still get drugs if they could.
And that is something that
apparently
is still
can
possible
do,
to
yes.
get.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different ways they try to get the drugs in. Now, of course, prison guards sometimes go to the dark side, and they will smuggle stuff in. Maybe when you have a visit from your wife or your girlfriend, she smuggles them in. They try to keep that from happening. But these guys came up with a really clever idea. They trained a cat to smuggle drugs in for them.
Wow.
Kitty.
How do you do that?
Kidding. Did you say kidding?
Kitty. No.
They would actually strap the drugs on the back of the cat, and then the cat had been trained to climb over the fence and go into the prison yard. And the guards didn't think that much about it being a cat just wandering in and thought, well, the prisoner's got a little cat they can play with sometimes. But unfortunately, they noticed the last time that the cat came in, it had 236 grams of marijuana and 68 grams of heroin strapped to its back.
What?
That's a lot.
That seems like a lot to put on a cat.
And the cat was wobbling a little bit from left to right. Could not walk a straight line.
Now, they actually posted this. They said officials believe the cat was deployed by someone to smuggle the drugs to prisoners inside because the alternative would be the cat had been acting on its own. That it was running its own smuggling ring, which is unlikely.
You've heard of cat burglars. These are cat drug dealers.
They said the cat is not facing any charges at this point. They took the drugs off the cat and handed it over to animal care. The cat is fine.
Mm-hmm.
They said they are calling it the cat mule or the cat drug mule, which is two animals in one because they call people that smuggle drugs drug mules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they say it wasn't the brightest person that did this because the cat was white and it made it much easier to spot and to see the drugs on its back.
They should have put camouflage on
it. Well, if they'd had like a calico cat, one of those orange ones, it could have probably...
Or a black one.
Yeah.
If it's a knife.
Hidden it in there.
Yeah. Or, you know, I think of other like animals you can train to do that because they train pigeons to like, you know, take messages back and forth. What if you train a pigeon, you know, he could roll up like a, you know, one of those marijuana cigarette things. And
oh man, you're so cool.
Marijuana cigarette.
Yeah. What was it called?
A joint.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
It's like, I mean, my mom knows what a joint is.
I know. But it's like it's got it in its claws and it would just drop it.
Yeah.
Over in to the prison.
Well, that's not how they work. When pigeons come, they got that little thing strapped to their leg with a little tube inside.
Yeah.
So they would actually just bring the cigarette in.
Why wouldn't you just train like a marsupial?
A marsupial?
That way they can put it in their pouch.
Because kangaroos are common.
Well, what's the opossum? They have pouches. That's a marsupial.
Okay. I brought my pet possum with me. Is that okay?
Exactly.
For once, I think Hawk had the better idea here with the pigeons.
Y'all are missing out because if I had a pouch to put it in an animal, it's like your own purse. It's got pockets already in it. Just shove it in there.
Well,
send the possum in there.
From what I've seen, some people already have that.
Yeah.
Megan, I'm just saying you shouldn't start a drug ring anytime soon. I'm afraid you could end up in trouble.
But haven't they used drones in the past?
I don't know. It seems drones would be really obvious as they're coming in because they make so much noise when they fly through.
And birds are not obvious. It's like they fly wherever they want to. You can't really control those.
Honestly, Hawk has got the best plan for doing drug smuggling into prisons. We nominate you.
You don't want me. I don't even know what to call.
He's a drug lord.
Come on.
We wouldn't get the right thing.
No, they'd be like, this is Marlboro.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, are you a positive person? Think about that question. I will say, Megan Eby's hanging out with us. She's filling in for Tori while she's on maternity leave. And Megan, you are a positive person.
Yeah, I hope to be.
You're always trying to get Tom, in a good mood.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, you got to think positive. I mean, it comes out, it just oozes out of you, your positivity.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
But I would say you're more optimistic.
Definitely.
Yeah. Cato.
Shut up.
In between. Some days you are, some days you aren't.
But you know what? I have had friends that are down and out about something, and they always look at the worst, and I will turn it around, and they're like, look at you, always bringing out the positive.
Yeah.
But I don't do that all the time.
And, of course, Tom. He's probably one of the most positive people here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
I love me some Tom. Yeah.
I'm a realist.
Okay.
He's a beauty queen right now.
Thank you.
88% of people consider themselves to be positive people overall. 88%.
That's high.
Yes,
that's
I think so too. 69% of the people surveyed said they wish they could be more positive than what they are. So they already think they're positive people, but they feel like they could even be more positive.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, it's obnoxious when you get around a positive person and they're too perky.
Thank you.
And you're not ready for that. Okay, you've been called out a couple times because you come in first thing in the morning and you are just...
guns blazing.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And Cato's like...
I just got up.
Cato's like, I can't. I just can't do it. But the survey also revealed 4 in 5 believe positive thinking can help improve their lives and start the morning off on a positive note just by thinking positive thoughts. Tom hates this, but I say positive thoughts lead to a positive life. Negative thoughts lead to a negative life.
Correct.
Yeah.
Some people like to be negative.
And you know, I think you're right, because I've seen those social media posts where it's, poor me, okay, my life, I'm da-da-da. Yeah. And it's like, okay, I've got to unfollow because it's bringing me down.
Okay, but hold on, Tom. Do you wake up in the morning and you're like, man, I just feel too positive today. I got to bring it down a couple notches.
I'll never have that problem.
But listen, however, if something bad happens to you, it's how you reframe it, because like you could – something really bad could happen, and then you could either be the victim, or you can be like, this happened to me, and I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to teach other people how to overcome it.
Okay. You look for the cloud with the silver lining.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a cup of coffee, people say that's the first thing they need before they can have a positive attitude. And then also smiling is what they said. So I want to wake up, I want to start smiling. And just to let you know, you can catch other people's emotions. They've done research on this.
Mm-hmm.
So you can catch the emotions of people around you. Research has found that like positive or negativity are easily passed on from person to person more easily than viruses like the cold or flu. So someone comes in a negative attitude or a positive attitude, you can infect the person around you.
Yeah, I feel like they did like a scientific study. I don't know where, but you honestly have like a field around you of like your energy, and it can either positively affect you or negatively affect you.
And the reason is probably easily caught. You could easily catch it.
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Well, cold, you got to be right next to them. You can see somebody across the room with a big smile on their face, and it makes you smile.
Yeah, it does.
I think stupid is also that way.
For sure.
It can cause bad attitudes or negativity, and it's the same as if they were in a bad mood.
Yeah, but you can't catch stupid.
Thank God.
Sometimes it feels like I'm just being dumbed down.
However, they say, like, who you hang out with is who you become. Like, your five friends, that's who you become. So, you can kind of catch stupid.
Okay, they say during conversations, we tend to mimic our companion's facial expressions, posture, body language, speech rhythms, and all kinds of stuff, even their negativity or positivity.
Yeah.
So anybody you're around, you're going to catch that.
Now, how did you say that, but who catches what? I mean, you got a positive and a negative person. What do? Meet in the middle?
No, they say negative people is more of contagious, being negative. Like if someone's negative, you're more likely to be negative after that experience with that person than a positive person. So you, honestly, you're almost, that's your superpower, Tom.
You got to choose the people who you're with.
You can really bring somebody down with a negative attitude.
Honestly, I'm glad, because usually the reason I want to bring them down is because they've brought me down.
Revenge. There's nothing like that. That's going to make you feel great in life.
I like revenge.
Yeah. He's positive about that.
There you go. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we argue a lot about iPhone and Android here on the Hawk and Tom Show, but it doesn't matter what kind of phone you have. You have to make sure that no one's spying on you.
Yeah.
And there are some tips that I can share with you this morning that will let you know. At least these are signs that you might be being spied on.
Oh.
So these are things to look for with your phone, iPhone or Android, and they could be signs that your significant other or someone else is spying on you.
Oh.
The first thing, if your battery drains really fast and you don't have anything running that should be causing that, it could be because someone's tracking your location with your GPS, and your GPS uses a lot of battery.
I blame it on the TikTok hole I go down.
Yeah. I would say it's too hard to tell if somebody's tracking me because my battery dies all the time.
Well, now, it can be the way you're using your phone, and it can be if you have an older battery. But if you don't have a good reason for it to be running down fast, you got a relatively new phone and it's just dying, you may want to see what's running in the background.
And you can do that. Yeah, go into settings or whatever, right? And it tells you what's draining your battery the most.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, if your phone heats up. If your phone is hot all the time, that's another thing like the battery running down that shows that some app is running and it's using some heavy lifting. So again, GPS is a high likely suspect there. And that's a way that people find out about spyware on their phone, because they'll get a data limit warning from their cell phone company from data usage as well.
Oh, wow.
But I have seen some friends, they can text so fast. It's almost like rubbing two sticks together. They're going so fast.
Yeah. But that's not going to cause a phone to get hot.
But I do
have
I'm being silly. I'm talking about rubbing sticks together. about people that are texting so fast. Yeah.
You'll have to let me know when you're being funny.
Well, honestly.
Burn.
All right. Is it really? It's like, that's not real.
Apparently
not funny.
Was. Strange text or notifications. Watch for text messages containing random characters or codes. Some of the cheaper spyware apps can control your phone with SMS or text messaging commands, and then the text quickly disappear. I never heard of that before.
No.
And I don't think I've ever gotten any messages like that. I did get very involved scam one time where I got some messages from AT&T that didn't make any sense. I ignored them. And 6 months later, I got this text trying to get me to do something. And then they sent a text on the official AT&T thing, but it wasn't. It was that thing they had done 6 months earlier that looked like it was an official AT&T thing now that I had forgotten about it.
Uh-huh.
And they got very close to getting me to give them an iPhone without realizing it. And that's because they had pulled this prank where it looked like it was coming from AT&T.
So what did you do? So you responded to that text or clicked a link?
Well, I didn't, but I almost did. Mm-hmm. I was answering stuff, and I'm like, wait a second, this just feels wrong. But it's from the real AT&T line. And that's like I had a shoulder with like a devil on one side and an angel on the other, and the angel went out at the last second.
See, if I get a text from Verizon, I will literally go into my Verizon account. I won't click a link. But now the links I do click are the ones I'm expecting.
Right.
Like if it says, hey, we'll send you, give us that code to get into my account or something.
Well, yeah, I get that stuff all the time. Like, I mean, it's all kinds of spam going on in my text chain.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would track you. You're probably safe. But if you do think someone's tracking you, that could be a sign. Also, if your screen randomly turns on, like it lights up when it's just sitting on the table and you're not touching it, that can happen occasionally if you're getting a notification. But if it happens a lot, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, mine turns on when I get a notification.
Does it? It lights up?
Well, a text. I have all notifications turned off.
So if you were to get a lot of notifications that weren't supposed to be there, that would be a bad sign for you.
Mine gets one when I get a breaking story. Breaking news story.
All right. Well, if you do think someone's spying on you, you can run security software to check for suspicious apps or do a factory reset, but that's kind of a pain in the neck.
That's nasty.
And how do you trust these? Because I've gotten the emails. You're like, hey, scan on your phone to find out. And I'm like, I don't trust.
You would want to go to the app store and get a name brand.
Yeah.
Like at Norton or somebody that you knew was good.
I feel like I'm too distracted anyway to even notice if any of these things are happening. I'm like, my phone goes off all the time. It's in my room. It's over there. I don't even know where my phone is half the time to let it know if I'm going to get stalked or not.
Well, and some of us just don't care. Like, so what if someone's following me around?
That's why I leave mine on vibrate. That's the way I find mine sometimes on my body.
Where are you putting it?
You know, I kind of like it if someone was following me around because sometimes I need to ride home.
Yeah, like, dang, I got a stalker somewhere. Where are they?
Yeah, show up now.
I hope they're sober.
I'll click the link.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.